7,000 other companies that are doing the same thing, correct?
You're exactly 110% correct. Yep. And we've been working directly with... Huh?
I got another question, too. So the whole, like, Google My Business thing that you can, you know, start yourself and... Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about, right? Google My Business thing?
Sure.
Yeah. So I already made one of those.
Okay.
It doesn't show up anywhere. So say we did do something with you, how does that work? Does that just kind of disappear? Like, do you pretty much start it from scratch, or do you use the Google My Business thing that I made and you just, like, make it work?
That's the best question in the world. John can better answer that question than myself, and I think he might be on the line. Are you there, John, by chance?
Yeah, I am, Lulu. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, is this Chris?
Eric. Chris and Eric, yep.
Hi, gentlemen. My name's John. I'm the director here. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She just asked me to jump on the line with you. She said you had some in-depth questions for me about the listing or how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, so what I just asked was the Google My Business thing that you, like, you know, you start it yourself kind of thing, you go on there, make an account, yada, 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 all that.
Correct.
I've done one of them, and, I mean, it doesn't, you know, show up anywhere yet. I don't know how to get it to. I was just YouTube searching. I managed to make the account or whatever, and I was able to find it by directly looking myself up, and, I mean, it doesn't show up on, I had to put in the keywords, you know, dumpster near me, all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
It still doesn't show up. I think the closest thing I ever had was my website showed up, but the actual, like, Google My Business page thing or whatever.
Didn't come
that
up.
That never showed up.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, would you guys kind of take what I already did and, like, make it work, or would you just kind of start from scratch and make your own thing for us?
No, we wouldn't duplicate your Google Business profile. We send you a code and then directions to add us as manager to it. And then we go in there and do the optimization. When you create your Google Business profile, anybody can create their Google Business profile. You could even verify it, like request the Google PIN verification get sent to you in the mail, and you could send in like the photos required for it. And they'll verify you as a legitimate business so people can look you up. But the whole point of search engine
optimization. Yeah, I already did all that. I got the...
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I already did
the point
that.
Of our
man,
service.
I got the...
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. I could see you did that, right? But the point I was trying to say is it's like the reason people use our service is because you want to show up for the services you provide. Like the reason you're seeing been there, dump that, and not seeing yourself is because they're working with a Google partner company that's doing their optimization like we're trying to do for you guys now.
Number two is now, because he's a friend of ours and he does it himself.
Number two?
Yeah, EGR Dumpster Rentals.
I don't keep number two anymore.
Oh, he's not number two anymore?
No.
Yeah,
he's
no.
He's right there, number two or three.
Yeah, EGR Dumpster Rental, he's up there. I don't think he's, I don't think he's
not
in the,
that Google Places section.
Okay.
Yeah, there's different types of placement. Like if you guys pull up the search results page for waste removal in York, for example, the very top guys, they have a sponsor tab. It'll say like Google guaranteed next to them. You'll see guys like Junk King or Rock Hill in there. And you'll see other companies in there.
Okay, yeah.
So those guys are doing Google Guarantee. It's our newest product. They're paying per lead for every lead that comes through. We hand it off to them as a live call. If you go down a little further, you'll see the map, and then there's three guys listed underneath the map. That's called a Google Places placement. That's where we're talking about listing you, gentlemen. That's where we want to put
back and forth
LLC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's where, like, you know, someone searches dumpster, because, I mean, that's more of a Google search thing than, like, Facebook. So people type in dumpster near me, and we'd be one of the first ones to pop up, is what you're saying.
Exactly. We list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. And the good thing about this section, like you said, most people pick from here. About 90% actually start and stop right here on the first page. And you don't got to pay per click or call or lead for these ones. Now, that's not saying that later on we might advance into a Google Guarantee campaign where it's pay per lead. But I think if you're starting out, you know, this would be the best and most cost efficient way to go. But of course, we could only do that when we have a listing available within our company. We're a premier Google partner. So there's a difference between a regular Google partner and the premier partner. The premier partner works on these Google Places placements. Each one of us only works with one guy per industry per area. So your competition is working with our competition. The reason we're calling you guys is we have a listing available within our company to put you up there. So once we start working with you, we close it out. We can't work with any other competitors in this area that provide the same services as you. Our goal
Who
is to have you
company?
Outperform them. It's not necessarily disclosed to us every time. A lot of times Google just will tell us, hey, you know, this is what's available. There's different departments here. Our company's been around since 2004. There's about 350 people who work here. I'm primarily in the sales department. I kind of oversee operations in the sales floor. But usually when a spot opens up, it could be they discontinued. They could be they relocated to another area. There's a lot of reasons, you know, if they get bad reviews. I know Infinity Disposal was getting a lot of bad reviews. Just because you're willing to pay for it doesn't mean we'll keep you up there necessarily. You know, we could tell you to keep your money and we'll go a different route the next month if it's just things aren't going well, you know. The idea here is Google is the number one search engine in the world for a reason. It's because they vet these guys. You have to qualify for the placement, and they don't want to just throw anybody on the first page just because they want to be on the first page, right? They also don't want people achieving.
I asked that for a reason. The reason I asked that is because we went and bought our dump season in February, and we've been kind of watching that since February. And since February, the top three hasn't really changed much at all. And that's why I was wondering if this just opened up. How come, like, who was it that was there? And
I mean, they'll remain
they
up there until we
for the whole time. If they weren't there for that whole time, then why would we want to be with you?
What do you mean?
Does that make sense?
The whole time.
In other words, if this spot opened up because XYZ dumpster rental company left, and we've never seen XYZ dumpster rental company at the top of Google, then why would we want their spot?
We don't call out unless there's a spot available on the first page. So they were on the first page, sir. We don't offer second page placement. We're a Google partner. So the Google partners only focus on page one. We're not talking about listing your business on page two or page three. That would be pointless. You'd miss out on all the opportunity that makes it pay for itself. You know, Google, this is their main source of income. I don't know if you know that, but the business owners that are listed on the first page, the only way they get up there is by doing Google Guarantee or Google Places. The organic SEO placements you could achieve, but those are going to rotate. Those are the ones where you're not getting a consistent placement. So while you're with us, you're always up there. If they achieved an organic placement somehow, maybe for a matter of a couple of days before the algorithm shifted, you know, congrats to them. But also, like, you're missing out on all your opportunities because you chose to try to pay somebody in-house rather than just go with a Google partner who would have made it more cost-efficient for you if you would have just waited for the opportunity. You know,
here's my point.
People always try to take a back door to things.
I just Googled the dumpster rental in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Right.
You load, redump, EGR dumpster rental, and On Point dumpster rental. Now, I don't know. I know that the first two, Chris and Morel, have been there one and two, one to three, ever since we've been involved in this. First page, ever since we've been involved in it.
In
On
that
Point looks familiar to me, but I don't know if it's been in the top three the whole time I've been there. So there's one spot that maybe that's the spot you're talking about.
Well, no, I mean, we tell you we'll put you in this section, but how you're listed is going to be based on the location of the end user, actually. Which one are you asking me about? Okay. So just to be transparent with you, I'll send you the information on it now. So which company are you saying that you would like to mimic, for example?
Well, I'm not saying I want to mimic any of them. You're telling me that a spot opened up on the first page, and
within
from what I'm looking
company,
at here...
No, that's not what you're understanding. The spot opens up...
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, the spot opens up within our company. So we were previously working with one of these guys. They tell us we're not supposed to disclose everybody or why they left, right? It could be a personal reason as well. But, mm-hmm. or it could be even we parted ways with them. There's many ways for a position to become available. It's not just them leaving, right? It could be if they relocate out of this service area, then that their PIN verification is based off of your address, right? That defines your service area where you requested that PIN. So within our company, we were previously working with somebody within this area. Position became available. When a position becomes available, Google has a list of companies that qualify that we're allowed to call off of. That's how we get your information. Okay. That goes into a dialer like my reps Lulu are calling out on. So that's why she contacted me first. Once we fill it, you solicit that space. Okay, so we're working with you, placing you on the first page. Our agreement to Google and to you is that we won't work with any other people that provide the same services. So none of these guys are currently working with our company that are up there now.
Okay.
They're working with another Google partner. Does that make sense?
Next question I have for you. When I type in dumpster rental near me, it shows me that little map, and then I have three. It's fine, it's fine. It doesn't matter where we're at to get this question answered. Mm-hmm. Underneath of that little map, there's three companies, and then it says more businesses.
Mm-hmm.
On the first page, when you're saying the first page, are you saying those three? Or
yeah,
is the first page under, like, the first 10? Or how many's on a page, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, so in that more businesses section, I mean, you could have an unlimited amount of people there.
Yeah.
You know, that I think it's showing like up to 11 actually for this service area of dumpster rental in Rock Hill. So they have about 11 of them. None of them.
On my phone, when I type in dumpster rental in Rock Hill, mm-hmm. it says businesses, it has a map, small map, and then it has three businesses under that. You Load, We Dump, EGR Dumpster Rental, and On Point Dumpster Rental.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm seeing as well. Yeah, when you click more places, that's
really
fine this page too. Our goal is to always have you listed as the top recommended option on page one, right, for all 15 of your keywords. Dumpster rental is just one keyword. We list you for 15 of them. But to answer your question, you're saying, will I be one of these top recommended three that are next to the map? And that is exactly what we're originally calling you about. Now, if I pull the analytics, like let's say – which one of these companies, You Load, EGR, or On Point Dumpster Rental, would you say is closest to your business model?
I don't know anything about On Point, but the other two are, I would say You Load, We Dump, because they actually have roll-off dumpsters, and Chris uses a dump trailer.
Okay, so there's a public site. It's called SpyFu. Let me go ahead and pull this, see what kind of data I can get from this.
But before we get into too much detail with this, because I honestly don't understand a lot of this stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, most business owners don't. I mean, that's why they end up outsourcing it to a Google partner. Google doesn't want you to really understand how to achieve placement or understand how the Google algorithm works. That would defeat the purpose of you being a customer of theirs if you had access to the algorithm.
My question to you, sir.
Uh-huh.
When you say you're going to get us on the first page,
mm-hmm.
to me, the first page is these three because they show up underneath of that map. I don't have to click anything else. They're there already. Bang, I can click on one of them. Is
correct.
That what you're considering first page?
Correct.
Or is first page the top 10? Or...
No.
So
I mean, initially starting out, you will be in that group of more businesses. And then over time,
cool.
It usually takes us a series of about 3 to 4 weeks to get all the way up into that group.
Okay.
So you'll see yourself on the first page within the first month, but to be a top recommended option, we have to complete the algorithm process and complete the optimization for the Google Places placement. So at some point you will achieve it. It won't be tomorrow. It won't be next week.
I understand that.
But that is the end goal. The end goal in doing all of this is to have one of those spots consistently up there on a month-to-month basis for all 15 of your keyword terms or services. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and on the average, how long does that process take to get that algorithm working?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Is there a lot of input from us to do that, or?
Well,
like
there's
in other
a client
words...
interview. Yeah, so I mean, if I sign you up, you say, yeah, we're going to do a client interview. We interview you, customize the campaign. We cookie cutter the campaign to make sure you're showing in the specific areas that you want to be found in and for the specific services. We don't want you getting nonsense calls. So there's a client interview. Absolutely. We customize it based off that. Google tells us to quote you 10 to 14 days, 3 to 5 for us to build your custom website design, but 10 to 14 to complete the PIN verification process. There's an advanced verification for the Google Places placement, so it's a little different than just requesting your PIN. There's a series of photos they're going to ask you to send in. So there is some things that we're going to need from you. That's why Google tells us to quote you 10 to 14 days. I like to under-promise. So I like to tell them, 2 to 3 weeks usually.
But all of our
clients are able to see return on investment, at least in your industry, within the first month. I mean, the kind of equipment that you have or the kind of jobs that you guys go out on should offset the cost of the program the first time you go out there, because the monthly cost is $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
And that's with the custom website design. So it runs you about $10 a day, month to month, in order to maintain it and have all this up and running for you.
Okay. My son walked away because he got a phone call. An important phone call. But anyhow.
Probably business.
The website.
Yes.
Okay. My son did a website and it wasn't very good, and he just had my daughter-in-law, who does that, do the website, and she got it looking really nice, and you can click on the website, you can schedule your dumpster, the whole 9 yards. That literally got done yesterday, the day before.
Love it. What's the domain? Is it just backandforthllc.com?
I'm not sure if it's LLC or not, to be honest with you.
Let me see what I can pull from your number. Usually if I reverse look up your number, it'll give me all the websites or directories that you're on. I found Rock Hill Cruisers on Facebook. You guys used to be Rock Hill Cruisers?
Oh, I'm on that group. I've joined that group.
Shows. Okay, no, yeah. I got you. You got some classics? Okay, I found your site. It's just backinfo.com. Okay.
Yeah.
BNF Dumpster Rentals. No, she did a good job. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a solid site. Yeah, this is solid. I was thinking something way different. I do like the pricing structures, but I also like to leave something a little more competitive in there, like maybe a price match guarantee or something. I know for me, I've booked a couple of these, and you know, I always kind of shop around a little bit, but having a firm price on there, sometimes it makes me look at it. Oh, sorry.
There's only one thing here in our area that is less than us, and I don't know where he went. He kind of disappeared.
Mm. No, I mean, the pricing is great. I mean, I know, like, looking at this now, 1 3-day rental over the course of the month, going to pay for the program, have you guys profitable, and then it's also considered a business expense, so you'll write it off. And a grand scheme of things, it's not going to cost you anything to connect you with your customers. But yeah, it sounds to me like if you've already gone through Google PIN and you've already gone through. Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously it sounds to me like this is something that you guys have been kind of waiting for or anticipating happening at some point. I mean, the website and the Google placement. Yeah. I mean, you're doing it differently though, that's for sure. You know, most people aren't even at this point when we find them. You know, you've made a lot of progress in PIN verifying and having the site completed. It's mostly just us coming in and doing the labor on the optimization and implementing the algorithm and having that availability in order to work with you in the first place. So this will kind of make everything come full circle. We'll have the site attached to the Google Business Profile if it isn't already, conduct the optimization for the services, making sure that you're showing up as a top option every time somebody does the search. And then there's a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app that'll help us build up your reviews. You can send them requests with a live link to your Google Business Profile when you guys are completing jobs. That'll ask them to write a review and about their experience with you. It'll also act as like a pipeline in case you're missing calls or if you don't have somebody consistently there answering the phone. It'll save their information so you could go back at the end of the day or when you're available, log into the app and actually get their information, what they were looking for, and return their call. So that way we're maximizing the return on investment from this exposure.
What's all this cost?
It's $299. It's part of the package. We'd also create a business.
$299 a month.
Well, I mean, usually there is. If you go to our pricing page, I texted you.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't go to that. I don't know if I even received the text. Eric had the phone at times.
Oh, no. It's from an 877 number. I sent it to the line that we're on. It'll say local splash. Click on the link to see our pricing.
Okay, yeah, you sent it to Eric's phone. This is my phone. And what the deal is Eric has the calls forwarded to me because he was
while he was at work.
So no, I don't have the text message.
Okay, so normally there's a setup fee. The setup fee is usually $299. The monthly cost is usually $599 on this package that I'm giving you. This package that I'm giving you also has Facebook ads. I noticed you guys already have like a Facebook business profile, but we would actually run ads through that profile for you bi-weekly and do a posting on there. So, what I was doing is I was putting you on that $599 package, but I was reducing the monthly cost by 50% as part of a new in business credit that my rep Lulu requested for you. That was the main reason why I got on the phone. I reduced it to $299, and then there's usually a $299 setup fee, but the setup fee usually goes towards like purchasing your domain name, content development, keyword research and programming, the optimization of your site, make sure it matches up with the optimization that we're doing on your Google business profile. So I can reduce that to a one-time payment of $99. That would make the initial investment $398, and then each month moving forward, I'd have you locked in at $299 for that platinum bundle.
For how long?
That's as long as you choose to remain with us. I mean, assuming that your reviews and everything are coming back good and we don't have to cut ties with you, I don't hear anything crazy happening out there, then
okay, so
leave it that way.
$398 to start,
mm-hmm.
and then $299 a month after that,
mm-hmm.
and you're gonna, within a month, get us up to the top three?
Yep. We recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. So.
Okay. So within a month from when we sign up,
the reason
we should be in the top three.
Yes. But the reason we recommend trying it for at least 2 months is because getting you up there is one thing, but yielding return on investment is another. We want you to at least give it enough time to yield return on investment before you evaluate it. Our goal is to work with you long term, not just for a couple months, you know? That's the whole point.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm planning on having it anyway. I'm trying to understand what we're purchasing so that we don't make this purchase and then because we don't understand it correctly end up upset.
No, yeah, I got you.
So at the end of that first month, we should be in the top three.
Correct.
And then for that package, and then after that, it's going to be $299 per month. And
correct.
You're going to be keeping the optimization to keep us up to the top.
Correct.
And running bi-weekly Facebook ads.
Correct.
And the bi-weekly Facebook ads are going to cost us more or no?
No. That's part of the package.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
we'll send you invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement with a breakdown of it. And then in the tracking system, you get a full breakdown of how everything's being spent and marketed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so afterwards, it's $299 a month, bang.
Yep, that's it. So $398 today, okay. And then 22nd of July, it'll be $299, and it'll stay $299. You'll have all contents of our Platinum Package Bundle indefinitely at that rate.
Okay, I can't make the decision. It's my son's business. I'm just kind of the money behind it, but it's his business, so I can't make the decision. But as soon as he gets off the phone, I can tell him what you said.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds good. Do you want to put me on a hold? Because once I hang up this line, they're going to send me another call. I'm not trying to talk to somebody else.
I have no idea how long he's going to be.
Oh, dang. Yeah, because usually when these spots open up, they just give the list to my representatives like Lulu. There's like 40 of them down there at the call center. And then they just call out on it.
I understand. If we miss out, we miss out. That's our problem.
Shoot. That's crazy. So,
I'll let him know. And I mean, you can call back in a little bit, or we can call Lulu or whatever.
Yeah, what I'll do, I'll shoot you my direct number and extension, because it's going to have to go through a director anyway. Lulu had to come to me because of the pricing structure that I'm giving you guys. So that way, if you call back in, it comes straight through to me. I'm shooting it over
now. Shoot that in a text, and that'll be on Eric's phone.
Yep, yeah, it's over there now, so he's got it. And then I'll also set it up for a call back here in about an hour, see how you guys are doing.
Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. It's a pleasure.
All right, thanks, bye.